brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters, researchers out there, will be joining us coming up in the next segment to cover all of the huge global developments. Obama wants to get more of your tax money to, quote, bail out the Greeks. The Greeks are being sucked dry. They don't owe the lion's share of the money. They tied their pension funds into the IMF and World Bank private banking consortium, and they're holding everyone hostage. And the criminals that are running this are meeting in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We've got two of our great dogged reporters. We've got Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, Aaron Dykes of Infowars.com, with live video streaming, photos, all going up on the Twitter feed. It's all available at Infowars.com, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. So it's all there and available to everyone right now. Please get that link out to everyone you know. We're going to have in that one section all the new articles, all the new research, all the new breaking intel coming out as it unfolds. Then we have incredible footage of the Department of Education with local federalized police SWAT teaming someone for their wife's being behind on student loans. That's illegal. The debtor prisons are illegal. I mean, it is getting insane. We've got open USA Today, you name it, talking about the end of the dollar, defaults on trillions. The bankers do this. They implode you, then they take over even more. We've got just so much happening. And then I've got other bizarre articles up at Infowars.com confirmed from the Idaho Statesman. Big boil down on this from the American Dream. China wants to construct a 50-square-mile self-sustaining city south of Boise, Idaho. This is what Mexico and the North American Union have tried to do in Kansas City. This is the new model of these globalist free trade zones where they're above the laws, nothing gets searched, they can bring in whatever they want, they can leverage out all the local businesses. It's the same model of the insiders being above the law and basically having diplomatic immunity. These are diplomatic zones. And it's the same thing with the too big to fail banks getting our tax money, General Electric chairing the Economic Commission in the White House, getting a waiver for their power plants nobody else does as the government shuts down their competition, Obama giving waivers to thousands of big companies that give him money where they don't have to get insurance, but we do for our employees. I mean, it is total mafia takeover. That's what world government is government by a corrupt corporate mafia who are waging war against the free market system. This is so off the charts. And to see the incredible expense of the militarized Swiss police, going after the citizens like they're scum. The Swiss people are good folks, and they have a good Second Amendment system that our Second Amendment's based on. But there you see it the same as every other country, but Switzerland's a little bit different. They are one of the main hoarding zones of these criminals' money. That's why the criminals haven't forced Switzerland into the EU yet and haven't forced it into globalism yet, because they want a place to hide out. So there they are, where they take much of their stolen loot. These individuals, many of them make billions a year through these brokerage firms and banks. They steal from us on record, and they haul it back to Switzerland, and here are the globalists protecting them. So you know why I didn't announce that Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson were going to be on the ground. I wanted them. That was even guarded here in the office. I have real trouble keeping things secret. That's why I said we're going to have our guys reporting on the reporters that are going to be there. Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson. And my wife heard it and basically took it that they would be there a few days ago. So I just really can't even lie when I try, folks. The point is, this is big news, and we're fighting back. And if we can get the world to awaken to these people, there's a reason the controlled globalist dinosaur media doesn't want you to know they're there. One of the other agendas last year and reportedly this year is how to take over the internet, how to shut down free speech, because they can't have us identifying them as the criminals that have done it. If we can identify these people to the general public, remember just 4 or 5 years ago it didn't exist. The media would make fun of you for this. Just 3 years ago, the New York Times said I was crazy and didn't cover Bilderberg, okay? Because they're desperate to keep this information from you. They're desperate. Gerald Celente coming up.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. So much is happening. The world really is awakening. You know, I'm the keynote speaker. Past keynote speakers have been Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I'm told some of those folks are going to be there at Talkers' main event in New York Friday and Saturday. I'm speaking Saturday morning as the keynote speaker of the event, March 2001. They did the cover story, Alex Jones, keynote speaker, fastest growing radio show in the country, according to analysis that's been done. A lot of folks claim they're the fastest this, the fastest that. We are. And that's why we have such incredible responsibility. And I couldn't have done any of this without my great team. I couldn't have done any of this without you, the listeners, spreading the word. And we are going to have, we already have incredible video reports, live streaming video, the live Twitter feed with high def photos. And we've got all this breaking news that's going to be codified into articles. We're streaming live video of the guys driving around the Bilderberg Group Hotel, where the Global Crime Syndicate is meeting in St. Moritz. The police did detain for 40 minutes Luke Radowski and RT reporter and took his passport and threatened to arrest him and interrogated him. So that's big news that we're going to get Kurt Nimmo to get a blurb out on. We're going to do, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we haven't done this in a month, a Google bomb, but I need to get an article out with it in the headline before I choose the term, start your engines collectively to rush the globalist. We've got that happening, but a lot of the people attending this have indictments out on them, like Henry Kissinger in France, and one of the top members of their government, the equivalent of their Congress, it was in Swiss News Monday, Drudge picked up our article on it, called for the arrest of Henry Kissinger for the convictions he has in some countries for war crimes and the French indictment of this year. George Soros can't go because of all the indictments and convictions in Europe on him. I mean, this is a mafia. This is, people think of the mafia as some Italians sitting around in a farmhouse. That's a low-level mafia. Okay, this is the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. These are the people that Obama is calling for hundreds of billions more of U.S. taxpayer money to, quote, bail out Greece. But it's admitted in Greece and in Europe, 91% of it is not owed by the Greek people. Their pension funds are tied in to the investments Goldman Sachs and others who took over their government 2 years ago, set them up to fall. Now they're taking the country over. Some brokerage heads, one guy who's owed $3 billion, is getting huge islands individually from the government. He sells them fraud, controls their government, Papandreou, and then has them hand it all over to them. That's how evil these people are. They're the ones that want global population reduction. They're the ones that want all of this. They're the people that admittedly want to shut down the free press, and openly we've gotten their documents where they want it. They're the ones that want a global government, and our people are covering it there. Right now in Switzerland, we'll have continual coverage of that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, for the rest of the hour, we're joined by the premier trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. He said last year that by the end of the year, it would be evident that the dollar was dying, that we were in a depression. Well, then the media didn't admit there was a depression, and they said, oh, Gerald's wrong. But look at the London Independent analysis, the London Guardian, the Associated Press. All the news this week says we're worse than depression-level housing slump, worse than depression-level job losses. They've been cooking the numbers. There never was a recovery. So the hoax is breaking. Gerald Celente was right. He wasn't wrong. The Arabs are saying they're not going to increase output of oil. All of that is happening. We've got a lot of intel from inside the Bilderberg Group. I'll go over later in the hour what's on their agenda. Bigger war in the Middle East as a political distraction, who they're going to replace at the IMF. So much key information, but it's happening, and these are the people that have done it by design. Joining us is Gerald Celente via video Skype. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. And his audio cut out. We'll go to him. Video Skype's great for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and the audio quality's better. That's why we do it. But sometimes the technology can be a bit jumpy, obviously, as you've seen from our folks reporting. But what's great, we have Gerald Celente with us. Gerald, here are the global crime syndicate, white shoe boys, as you call them, meeting openly, most of them the heads of the banks that are looting us, and the police are treating reporters like scum and threatening to arrest them and snatching their passports from them. Gerald Celente.
Well, you know what I used to say over and over again, and people didn't want to hear it. If the names on Wall Street were named Celente, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, they'd call it the mafia. But as you point out, you can't call the white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no, they dress nice, and they have good language, and they go to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Oxford, Eton boys. Oh, no, they're proper. You know, they're raping this country, International Monetary Fund. You know, if Dominique Strauss-Kahn is allegedly guilty of raping that woman, it's just what the IMF does. They're either raping a person or raping a country. You pointed it out. They call it privatization. What they do is they force countries into bankruptcy by their banking deals. And as you also pointed out, who do the Greek people owe this money to? Oh, the German and French banks and other criminal groups that made bad bets and they can't lose. So what are they doing? Well, we have to privatize. Privatize? Oh, again, white shoe boy language. That means taking expensive public resources and selling them very cheaply to your buddies. So what we're looking at here, Alex, is really criminal activity that's in front of all of us. And you nailed it, and what you're doing is terrific by exposing it. And as you well point out, I remember 20 years ago, there was this little newspaper, I think it was called Liberty Lobby, and they used to write about the Bilderbergs. And nobody believed them. Nobody, oh, they would They were these crazy people. The takeover has happened, and it's not socialism. I make this really clear. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. And all the police are, the ones that you are talking about, the police in the countries around the world are nothing more than enforcers for the government crime bosses. The morality of the police is disgusting, is what's happened. As you pointed out, that video about breaking down the door at 6 o'clock in the morning because the guy didn't pay, his wife didn't pay his student loan, one after another. So the people better stand up because, boy, oh boy, the steamroller's ready to roll and they're going to roll you over.
Gerald, for those that don't know, the footage is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Department of Education, the feds have basically federalized all local police. They just show up and order them, the SWAT team someone, when debtor prisons are illegal. But I see articles every day where they're arresting people for unpaid debts. And then I see the article where the police did do their job in Florida, where for 5 months the bank said, you never owned the house. The people paid cash. Bank of America, you don't have a deed. You took their luxury home. And finally, the police did the right thing and did their job. And when they went into the bank to seize the Bank of America branch and take the money out of the bank to pay them their hundreds of thousands back under court order, the banker reportedly said, well, you can't do this. We're Bank of America. These guys think, and they've committed so many crimes, that they're God and can do this, but their comeuppance is coming. The awakening is happening to these criminals, and Bank of America is part of the big global six megabanks that own the IMF and World Bank and that own the Federal Reserve shares, and the people are identifying them, and the people are awakening.
Well, they better awake. You know, I just heard James Carville, the Democratic strategist. And he's now saying what I said 2 years ago was going to happen. But, of course, now it's making news, and they're not calling him crazy.
Civil unrest.
Exactly. You know, I've been saying this for how long? And that's what's going to happen. You know, it's very simple. You know, I've been giving this a lot of thought. The only way this is going to change, we're not going to have a third party. It's rigged against us. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. Every major issue, war, bailouts, immigration, let the people vote. You talked about Switzerland. What do they have in Switzerland? Other than the money cockroaches, what they have in Switzerland is direct democracy. The representatives in this country don't represent us. Let's make this really clear. What they call campaign contributions, you know, that's kitty talk for bribes and payoffs. Let the people vote. Let the people vote on every issue. We do not have a representative form of government. It's a takeover. Washington is controlled by Wall Street. The only way I see it changing, Alex, if you go back to TARP, the people would have never voted for it. If you put the war on Libya in front of the people, they would never vote for it. If you put up, do you want to keep the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan going, the people won't vote for it. That's the only way I see out of this, a direct democracy on major issues.
Well, you're absolutely right. And in every case in history, tyrants' undoing is that they reach too far. They get away with so much that they think they can do whatever they want. It's like Wiener. I mean, what type of person in their right mind, especially a prominent person, would be sending hundreds of photos of their member out to women? And then when Andrew Breitbart comes out and reports on it, they say he hacked Wiener and put it out. Wiener knew that wasn't true. I mean, this is incredible. How not only did he lie about it, he tried to frame Andrew Breitbart. I mean, these guys...
But Alex, who does his wife work for?
Hillary.
And don't you remember the Bill story?
Well, she's
it was
the special.
Right,
well, Bill said Hillary
made up the Monica Lewinsky. I didn't have sex with that woman's story. I smoked, but I didn't inhale Bill Clinton. This is what they do all the time. What's the surprise? I've said it over and over again.
Stay there. We got a break. Got a break. Incredible. Gerald Celente straight ahead will cover the spectrum of news. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK, manufactured entirely in America. OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente is our guest. Up on our Twitter feed that you can follow at Infowars.com, we have a big headline area there that says exclusive, continually updated area at Infowars.com. We're also going to get the special page posted up at PrisonPlanet.com that has links to our live video feeds, photo feeds, and so much more, but we now have the blown-up photos of the concentration camp style floodlights, the special pod, tripods with cameras every 10, 15 feet or so. That's all up there right now. And we do have, from Jim Tucker, this is breaking here, what their agenda is, and I'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But let's just get into it now. What do you think of this agenda? Directly from his multiple sources inside Bilderberg, and we also have the intel, Trust But Verify, confirming that the West is behind trying to trigger a lot of these Arab uprisings to drive up oil prices, start a larger regional war. As you said a year ago, they would try to trigger a war as a political smokescreen so we'd rally around them, that they're upset that Congress is starting to wake up to the fact that Obama didn't have congressional approval and used UN authority to do it. They want a wider, giant war in the Middle East. This is directly from inside. They want continued bailouts, not just to Greece, but they want to secure unlimited trillions and a second round of profiteering that they call bailouts. So that's being haggled over. They're picking the new IMF head. Even Swiss press has reported that. But this is all very newsworthy here. But no, you won't see it in the U.S. other than Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We hope the Drudge Report picks all this up as it develops. Also, they want to go after the alternative media. And we see inside, mirrored by public, Sarkozy and others 2 weeks ago at the EU meeting, Gerald, openly saying that they do want to clamp down on the freedom of the press and the web and start censoring people and taxing the web. This is big news, and they're trying to get their carbon tax through. All that from inside Bilderberg. What's your take on that agenda?
Well, it's the agenda that's been going on now for quite some time. First of all, let's look at they have to continue to print the digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on. So that's why we still believe gold 2000 and above. You saw the unemployment numbers last week, worse than expected. And I love the language, again, the white shoe boy language, that economists are downgrading their forecast. Downgrading? You mean they got it wrong? No, they downgrade. When we get something wrong, oh, then it's wrong, but not them. And then let's keep going on here, Alex. They've already historically engineered the first great war of the 21st century that we said was going to begin and has begun. Now they're calling it, I love it, pro-democracy movements. Pro-democracy movements? This has nothing to do about democracy. It has to do with a lot of angry people, a lot of angry Greeks, a lot of angry Tunisians and Egyptians, a lot of angry Bahrains and from Yemen. And what's the same story? Young people, Spain, 50, 45, 50% unemployment with university degrees and worthlessness, no future in front of them. And the past has been stolen and continues to be stolen by the corrupt few at the top, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Credit Suisse boys, the Deutsche Bank bandits, one criminal group after another. How about that lovely, lovely guy, Steve Schwarzman, that's bringing down the healthcare system as we speak right now? In England, Steve Schwarzman, oh, the CEO of the Blackstone Group, who when they were going to raise the tax rate for hedge funds, he said, quote, it's the equivalent of Adolf Hitler invading Poland in 1939. These are the people that are robbing us blind. So what they're saying, it's a pro-democracy movement. This has nothing to do with democracy.
Well, more than
it has
that,
to do
though,
with a
Gerald,
lot of angry people.
They knew that the tree was about to fall on their house in the Middle East, so they decided to put a chain on it, pull it the other direction, and start the cutting in a controlled burn in Libya, in Egypt, in all these countries. It's admitted that the State Department, CIA, MI6, Mossad did run it. And they're putting even worse military dictators in, is what they've now done, totally banning protests in Egypt. And the folks are still rebelling, but now Anderson Cooper isn't covering it and hailing it. So the Bilderberg boys want a wide collapse in the Middle East to drive up oil prices to further bankrupt the general population. Kurt Nemo's got this key boil-down report coming out soon at InfoWars.com. Gerald, stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Thank you for joining us. We've got the multimedia video cast at PrisonPlanet.tv, intermittent photos and live video feeds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gerald Celente riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to go back to Gerald here in a moment. Be sure and check out his very informative website, TrendsResearch.com. He's the founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980. He's the national best-selling author of Trends 2000 and Trends Tracking. Trends Research Institute covers 300 diversified trends. He has a great team, including former Wall Street Journal editor Dr. Paul Craig Roberts working with him. And he's earned the reputation as one of the most trusted names in trends by accurately forecasting hundreds of social, business, consumer, environmental, economic, political, entertainment, and technology trends. Now, before I go back to him, I'm launching a major initiative. I am announcing, and we need to get Steve Watson on the horn via his cell phone because he's staying in England because I got Kurt covered up right now. And you get Steve Watson on the horn right now to get this out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got the idea for this looking at Twitter comments and looking at Infowars comments during the break. People are saying, where are the Swiss? They're pro-gun, anti-globalist people. They play both sides of it, you know, letting the globalists also nest there while they keep them at arm's length. You know, it's a place the globalists keep safe for themselves. Why don't we call for a protest for Swiss and other Europeans that are upset Saturday at high noon in that town, St. Moritz, there in Switzerland? Let's call for everybody peacefully to be there and call for everyone listening to contact National U.S., British, Swiss, German, Dutch, French, Flemish, all of them. Call them and tell them, be there, cover this. This is happening. Let's have a mass viral movement against this. Get the article that's up at Infowars.com. That'll be continually updated. Exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. Other big article, Bilderbergs may give green light to Mexican central banker as new IMF boss, by Kurt Nemo. And he's got an even bigger report with the inside agenda, the first section that we just got. Please. Now, here's the deal. Here's going to be the key search term. It will link through to the article we write. It will link through to any of your websites that write about this. I don't care about InfoWars just getting the traffic. I want the traffic because the truth is in InfoWars. The truth lives in InfoWars, as other people are now adopting our nomenclature. That's fine. Nothing succeeds like success. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. Innovation breeds copiers. Good. That's what I want. Listen, let's make it the number one search term, Bilderberg protest. Bilderberg protest. Two words, Bilderberg protest. Go to, and by the way, the head of Google every year, and the former head Schmidt is probably there, and the current head of Google, they're always there. You need to expose them. Bilderberg, and if it doesn't show up as number one, you know they're censoring it. Bilderberg protest. You go to Google, you enter it over and over and over again in the search box. You just enter it, hit enter, put the cursor back in it so it's a new search. Enter, 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 enter. Let's drive it to number one. Bilderberg protest. Bilderberg protest. Hit them hard. Hit them hard. Let's push Bilderberg protest to number one. I'll get Steve Watson to do an article in the next 3 hours before this becomes number one search term about Alex Jones is calling on people and press to break the economic news blockade of how these people are robbing us, to break the blockade of how they're setting up the next round of bailouts, which are really robberies to the bankers, and how we're calling on people everywhere to converge peacefully. We have to add that. How dare us go to the criminals and, you know, converge peacefully. We need Swiss citizens especially that can't be pushed around by the Swiss police. We need everybody to converge. Everybody, I'm tempted to jump on an airplane. I was going to go, by the way, but I can't back out on the talkers thing. I'd already decided to do that. I'm going to speak Saturday. I was going to go, be there for the first day, Thursday, the official day, fly back Friday and get back Saturday morning, but I could show up late and miss something I've already confirmed I'll do. So I'm going to shut up now. Going back to Gerald Celente. Folks, Bilderberg protest, we're going to get it out. It's on. Get it out. Get our Twitter out. In fact, you're calling everyone who loves liberty. The banksters are coming. They're in Switzerland. What is it? Two-eth by sea, one-eth by land. Am I getting that right with Paul Revere? I mean, it's here. They've come by land. They're setting up the next level of implosion, and then they'll come back and say, give us even more power, and we'll save you. But it only gets worse. This is how third-world countries became third-world countries. So, again, key search term, Bilderberg protest. Two words, hit them hard. Gerald Celente, what do you think of the idea?
I'm going to tweet it. You can count on me. I'll keep it going. Anything. Absolutely. But again, what the people have to do is they really have to understand that they must stand up. I just got back from Ireland, and I was a little bit disheartened, I have to say. Whatever happened to those fighting Irish? They're rolling over. The government is now putting water taxes on them, more property taxes to bail out the banks. And it's very simple. I said to them, take one letter and change it. Iceland, Ireland. Put that C in Ireland. Don't pay the banks. Screw the bankers. That's all you have to do. You look at every nation that has shoved it back to the IMF, and they're all doing better. The IMF is nothing more than a crime syndicate. As I said, it's the International Mafia Federation.
Hey, we got their IMF World Bank documents in 2002. When Stiglitz left, they got leaked. BBC, it was how they go in, how they buy out the politicians, how they get the finance ministers in, how they have them buy these investments. Then they implode it. Then the economy implodes. Then riots start. They call it the IMF riot. Then that destroys credibility even more. The stocks go down. They come in and buy them up for pennies on the dollar. We have them. They should all be arrested. And we have good Swiss ministers calling for their arrest. So the Swiss people, high noon, Saturday, need to be there, Gerald.
Yes. And going back and tying this all together, Alex, let's not forget just a month ago, don't you feel a lot better now that Osama bin Laden, you know, that fairy tale they told us? Isn't our life just great after that? That fairy tale happened. But today, just listen to the chief of NATO, the NATO chief. We need, quote, wider participation in Libya. Wider participation? This is a psychopath talking. He calls wanton murder wider participation.
Well, they call the war kinetic action. And it's going to last days, Obama said. He promised. And he didn't need Congress's approval. He said, I have UN approval, and I went to the UN to increase its, quote, credibility. It's treason. I don't just use that word. It's naked, in our face, elephant sitting on us. The elephant's not in the room. It's sitting on us, and I want out of the elephant's rear end.
Well, listen, that's the point that I'm trying to make, is exactly that. Because what they're going to do by the time Election Day comes, and the economy's in much worse shape than it is now, count on a terrorist strike, more war. You saw how effectively that terror bandwagon rolls. Go back 4 days, April 27th, before Osama or Barack Osama Obama, whoever, before he hit the stage and said, our core interests and those of our allies are at stake, so I'm going to war against Libya. Go back 4 days before. Osama Ben Bernanke, public enemy number one, gave the first ever press conference of the Federal Reserve. By the time he finished his dog and pony show, gold prices shot up $20 an ounce. Silver spiked. The dollar hit a three-year low against a trade-weighted basket of currencies.
Nobody buys what these crooks say anymore.
But what happened 4 days later, when Osama was back in the news, hey, we fitted him with these cement shoes, and now he's swimming with the fishes. I mean, who could believe this story? Commodity prices dove. Gold fell from 1570s down to around 1500. The power of Osama, Barack Osama Hussein, whatever his name is, whatever his passport
is. It was irrational exuberance, high-fiving, we won, everything's fine. Meanwhile, the bankers are just stealing everything, setting up mafia deals where, oh, you don't have to get insurance if you're an Obama insider, your company doesn't. Oh, you're GE, you can build more power plants, you get a waiver. I mean, everything they do is total mafia right out of the classic book. But, oh, we were taught, like you said, that archetype, only Italians are involved in organized crime. Not the blank fines, not the Bushes, no, not the Dominique Strauss-Kahns, only those Italians. No anybody else, anybody who's old with a bald head and a suit, you got to fall down, open your wrist up to them, give them all your money, give them your whole future. They now admit the average household owes I saw a number like $527,000. Here's USA Today. Per household, just on one part of unfunded future promises. So it isn't 14-something trillion. It's in the hundreds and hundreds of trillions. We could have already paid all this off, but they have signed us on to the fiat Ponzi rat droppings that Bernanke and Paulson and before him, Greenspan and the end of Glass-Steagall, these droppings they left, and then they make us pay to literally eat their droppings, and they tell us that it's the finest filet mignon when it's a steaming pile of horse dung. America, the world, the Swiss, these are the criminals. They're not going to stop. I'm sorry, Gerald.
Well, that's it, but and that's very important, because what I'm saying is by the time the elections come in 2012, the people are going to be cheering on. They're going to, whether it's a false flag, which most likely, or something real, because the United States keeps starting wars all over the world, the mind won't be on the economy. They're going to do a Bush. And I can see it happening. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. Look what's not making the news. Albania. They're starting war over there again. The people are fed up with the criminal system. You're going to see in Romania, Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, the spring, the Arab spring that they call. Now we're going to see a European summer, and get ready for a world winter. They're leading us to war. They're going to divert our attention. Listen to Bernie Madoff, the king of Ponzi. He did an interview in New York Magazine over the telephone. And he said two things. He said, when I got into Wall Street, I realized you had to be a member of the club and the game is rigged. Number two, he said, it's nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. This is coming from the king of Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme. They're suckering in the people by shoving that money out there to keep the scam going. It's going to collapse, but our minds will be off it. Alex, the timeline. The crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars. The panic of 08, the Great Recession, which is a depression. Currency wars, trade wars, World War II in the 30s. The first great war of the 21st century in 2012 and beyond.
It's incredible. And now they're announcing, and they said they do this years ago. I've laid it all out for listeners, explained it. First, they take the belt off, take the shoes off, take the jacket off. Now we're going to touch the outside of your pants. Now we're going to touch the inside. Now you got to go in the scanner. Well, don't worry. You don't have to put your hands up now. And they've announced it, and they've released photos of it. You have trusted traveler, normal and untrusted, and it's a whole new judicial system where there's no judge, no jury. You're just put on the no-fly list, 2 million Americans now on it. And then they say you can't buy guns now. They want to just extrajudicially, because the FBI has the NICS system, not a law. They just say, oh, you can't have a gun, but I don't even have a misdemeanor. We say, well, why do you say? Well, we say, so if you're on the list, you go through the full grope down, the body scan, the interrogation. Normal, you just go through a body scan. But if you're a good little slave, you walk through and retina scan your retina. If you've enrolled and gotten permission from them to just have to retina scan. But they said, sometimes we're still going to grope you anyway. So it's like, oh, we got, and the headlines are how they've got all these wonderful new systems. Former TSA officer sentenced to 30 months for taking bribes. Sorry, that's a new article in New Jersey Today. Here's one. Coming to an airport near you, iris scans. Here's another one. Airlines aim to take hassle out of security checks. See, they always act like, oh, it's the new thing to make it better. Just like Obama said, don't worry, you can ride on the new national train system in a State of the Union that they'll never build. And there won't be checkpoints there or body scanners. He knew full well for 7 years they've been doing drills and spot checks. Now they're rolling out nationwide, even at high school proms. It's the total national security force training you that they have mobile vans, checkpoints. They're going to search everybody. They're getting us ready for martial law, Gerald, under another name. And notice they're now announcing all of this. Oh, and Al-Qaeda is supposedly led by Adam Perlman, a.k.a. Gadon, who's Jewish, and his granddaddy ran the ADL, but whatever. Okay, Al-Qaeda follows an ADL guy. And he says, oh, those gun shows, it's so wonderful. We can get guns and kill Americans. The media's like, we got to ban the gun shows and ban semi-auto now because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so clear. They make it up. They use it. It's all theater, Gerald.
Alex, you talked about martial law. I'm urging everyone to consider economic martial law because that's what's going to happen next. Just as 9/11 happened, whether or not it was real or whatever, the fact is two buildings came down and the Pentagon was whacked. How it happened, forget it. The issue is they closed Wall Street. If you had certificates of deposit, you couldn't cash them in. I know because I tried. What I'm doing, and only speaking for myself, I urge those that can think for themselves to consider making sure you don't have a lot of money in the bank because you ain't going to get it out. And if you have your gold stored there or somewhere else in one of those federal institutions, kiss it goodbye. And if they do get you, let you get your money out, that dollar won't be worth a dime. It's hardly worth a dime now. Look what it's doing against the basket of currencies because they're going to devalue it. And don't worry, you won't be able to get it out at all.
Gerald, stay there. Stay there. This is key information. You're absolutely right. They're gearing up for it. They've changed the banking rules to be able to do it. They're now kicking down doors with federal SWAT teams over unpaid college dues. It's on. Economic martial law. The
what would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Gerald Celente's final segment. I've been ranting. He's got so much for us. I didn't even ask him during the break. He's probably got to go here at the one-minute break. If he wants to go 5 minutes in the next hour, he can. So much happening, Gerald. What else is on your radar screen that we haven't talked about or discussed today?
I'd like to pick up what you were talking about with the TSA and groping and how people just submit. I just flew out of Newark, and I wouldn't go through the X-ray machine, so I opted out. But as I'm waiting online, I'm watching the sheeple go through, and I was thinking to myself, they could have the freight train on the other side of the door, and they would just get in and take them off to the FEMA camps, and they wouldn't say a peep. And I have to say how discouraged I am at the lack of courage that people have. And then, you know, going through the whole routine, I mean, come on, you know, let's stop with this terrorist stuff. Yeah, I look like the kind of guy that's going to blow the plane up. And if I wanted to blow something up, I mean, do I have to get on a plane to do it? You know, so this is all a scam. But I have to tell you how discouraged I am to see the people so willfully submit. And they're going to continue to willfully submit just as they did, as they all applauded Osama, Obama, Barack Hussein, whatever his name is.
And by the way, whenever terrorist Al-Qaeda blows up a World Trade Center or something like that, I've gone out at night. People are buying steaks, beer. It's fun to watch the people dying and to feel hurt and get upset. That's how decadent a large portion of the population is. They didn't get scared. They got excited like it was a spectacle. And then it's fun to give your rights up. And, oh, then the government anthrax gets mailed. And it's fun to get scared of that. But that's a group that's going to suck their thumbs. There's a growing group, a minority, but it's approaching a majority, that is not going to be slaves. And that's what the globalists need to understand. They're not going to be able to beat us, and we're identifying them, and we're not going into this long night. We are going to stop their world government takeover.
That's right. And, you know, I remember being on your show recently when Fukushima broke out, and you and I were adamant about it, that you were showing the footage of this thing blowing up, and we're saying, no, this is a meltdown. And how they lied. How they lied. And they keep lying. And the people, it's out of the news. Nobody's talking about it.
No, they said it was a conspiracy theory when that people were saying that they had meltdown. Now they admit three total meltdowns, including a plutonium reactor blowing rods 3,000 feet in the sky, at least 10 times worse now total. And we had scientists on who had the meters and said isotopes are being released that are only released in beyond meltdown, actual mini nuclear explosions, Gerald. And it's incredible. They knew the whole time.
They knew the whole time. And they're lying to us every day, every minute. And I listen to these Republicans. You know, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in either of these mafia parties. And I'm listening to them now about, you know, we have to cut back on the budget. Not one peep about cutting the defense budget. And what are they talking about? We have to keep our guns aimed in Afghanistan. And what are they going to do? They're going to bring in soldiers of the Fortune 500 into Iraq. They're pulling out the soldiers and then putting in the defense contractors, mercenaries. And another thing, Alex, another trend that everybody should pay a lot of attention to, and it ties in with so many of your advertisers, and if you're going to make money and stay alive and stay healthy, look at this E. coli outbreak. Look how they're pushing that out of the news.
Stay there. Can you do 5 more minutes and finish up with that?
I can.
Okay, good. Gerald Celente is our guest. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, live from Bilderberg. Continual coverage at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the Google key search term, Protest Bilderberg, or Bilderberg Protest. Bilderberg Protest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.